Okay, so Green reads your code ASMR session. Nitpicking edition. What you on line 4 you have a very interesting example of a funny C feature where you can't nest comments because the comment is opened twice. It's opened on line 1 and line 4, and it is closed once also on line 4. And it's yeah, because the second open comment is part of the comment, it isn't actually open. And like this works, but it's confusing, and that's kind of like a leftover feature of C that you are not supposed to be using. Okay. Then you have lines 9 and 11. You have inconsistent pointer thingies. For char pointer, you have either the star is next to the type or next to the file name. There is no standard for which is like should be done. Like I prefer putting the star next to the type, and some others prefer to put it next to the variable name. But it's up to you to decide. But it should be consistent. Line 13, and also in a bunch of other cases, you have a space after a function name, which looks weird. Line 14 through 16, you are pre-declaring all of your variables, which is a thing that people had to do in the days of C89. But now you don't have to do that. You can just write file pointer stream equals fopen. Yeah. You also do not check if the file opened correctly, which is fine, I guess. And you do a lot of fseeking. This is unnecessary. So, like, you fseek to the beginning to tell that the beginning is zero. And you actually know that it should always be zero. It is always zero. And fseeking is actually, like, an expensive operation. It's a syscall. It tells the operating system to do stuff. So you should probably not do it all the time. And the end of the file, like, we know the end of the file, I guess. Oh, and then you allocate an array on the stack. This is line 22 is a so-called variable length array, where the array is allocated on the stack. And if your file is large, if the file is larger than the size of the stack, your program will crash. Yeah. And then you read it one character at a time, which I guess you can do that, and nothing is stopping you. Usually people read it the whole buffer at a time, using fread instead of fgetc, but that's a thing you can do. Yes, and you don't have to do fseek to get to the next position. It automatically advances to the next positions once you read it. So you just can remove line 24. And also you have the same thing in the for loop where it's less than or equals. That might mean that you will get an off by one reading an extra character. And then you print it out as a string, which is dangerous because you forgot to null terminate it. Strings are supposed to be null terminated, and if the file doesn't randomly happen to have a null byte at the end, your printf will keep reading after your allocated buffer. And because the buffer is on the stack, it will have like other variables in there. And also in a bunch of places you have space semicolon, which looks ugly. And on line 26, you have a semicolon after the for loop, which is unnecessary and no one does that. Closing curly brackets automatically puts semicolons, basically there are virtual semicolons after them. That's kind of how it works. And the printf indentation is ugly. LD. Oh, you're using LD to print integers, but the correct specifier for integers is D. LD is for longs. And other than repeats of what you had before, it's mostly fine. It's usually customary to declare int main with an explicit void. So in C, doing int main bracket, open bracket, closed bracket is not the same thing as doing int main open bracket, void, closed bracket. That would mean... So, just brackets gives you a function that can accept any number of arguments of any type, which is again a fossilized feature. So there is a new feature, relatively new, it's 30 years old, of putting void instead to say that the function accepts zero arguments always. Okay, and that's probably it.